That's stupid.
Oh.
Okay, you want me to go ahead and call roll, and then we can pick up whoever calls in after that?
There we go.
Okay. Teresa Allen?
Present.
Teresa's here. Adriana Casanave? Can't hear you, Adriana. Bill Crozier's here.
You know what? Adriana's not back on. Can somebody call her or text her?
After I get through, I'll go back again. I just emailed the whole LSB.
Okay, thank you.
If people are looking at that, I don't know if they will.
Okay, I'm calling her. This is Ted. I will call her.
Thank you. Okay, Lyndon Foley? Are you there, Lyndon?
Lyndon said, did he say he was here?
Lyndon, he was here. I don't see him back.
Okay, can't hear you, Lyndon. Bob Gartner? Can't hear you, Bob. Patrick Hoyt?
Yeah.
Patrick's here. Wally James?
Here.
Wally's here. Dwayne Lark?
Meeting has restarted. Zoom.
I hear you, Ted, but I don't hear Dwayne. Mike Lewis?
Mike Lewis is here.
Mike is here. Marianne Martinez?
Here. Can you hear me?
Yes. Got you, Marianne. Paula Miller?
Here.
Paula's here. Susie Moreno?
What? Who's that?
Susie? Can't hear you, Susie. Venetia Patel Adams? Can't hear you, Venetia. Sandra Rawline?
I'm here.
Sandra's here. Darrell Robbins?
Darrell is absent.
Okay. Oh, that's right. She asked for excused absence, I think. Okay.
Yes, she did.
Nancy Sabara Naratomi?
Present.
Okay, Nancy's here. Wendy Sherrell? Can't hear you, Wendy. Deb Shafto? Can't hear you, Deb. Richard Giselle? He's not. Can't hear you, Richard. Rita Washington? Can't hear you, Rita. Sandy Weinman?
Present.
Sandy's here. Ted Weiskel?
Here.
Ted is here. Venetia Williams?
Present.
Venetia's here. Egberto Willis?
Present.
Egberto's here. Judon Boney?
He's here. He just got walked away, but he's here.
Okay. Judon's here. Let me go back.
Venetia's here.
Okay.
The meeting is back.
Venetia Patel Adams?
The original Zoom number.
Which Venetia?
Huh?
Let me just go back and read the names of people I didn't hear earlier. Adriana Casanave?
She said she would call momentarily.
Okay.
She's here. She's on. I don't know why she's not saying anything, but she's here.
Okay. Ooh.
Adriana?
Adriana is on?
I see somebody put up Adriana, her name, but I don't know if that's really her. Did you get to hear her, Paula?
Yeah, she came on. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I'll mark her present. Lyndon Foley, didn't hear you. Bob Gartner, didn't hear you. Dwayne Lark, didn't hear you. Susie Moreno, didn't hear you. Venetia Patel Adams, didn't hear you. Wendy Sherrell, well, these other people I still didn't hear either. Wendy Sherrell, Deb Shafto, Richard Giselle, Rita Washington. Let me count. I think we have quorum, though.
We have 20.
20?
Is here.
I count 14 LSB members. I think we have some members of the public. So we have quorum. Could I move that we excuse all the people who are not here? Because I know some of them were here earlier and they may not have gotten the word. So that's a motion.
I don't think that's a good idea. Wait.
No, I think that's a good idea.
I don't think so. Down,
okay. Yeah.
Adams is present. I have not been acknowledged.
Yeah. I like that idea.
Okay, got you, Venetia. Thank you.
Let's take a 5-minute recess and let's each one of us. I've called 3 people already. I've called Venetia, I've called Adriana, and I've called Bob Gartner. Who's missing and who's going to call whom? And then we can resume.
Wendy's going to be late.
Okay.
If we
Darrell said she had a work commitment. And
Darrell is absent.
Yeah.
Darrell and Richard are absent.
Right.
What about Deb?
I haven't heard from Deb.
I don't know.
Wendy said she'd be a little bit late.
Who else are we missing?
Susie.
I'll call her right now.
Lyndon, Bob, Duane, Susie, Wendy, Deb, Richard, Rita, and Darrell.
Okay, so we're going to go through this entire list and call all these people when all they have to do, even if they weren't on, because we used the same login as we used at 7 o'clock, they can just log in.
If that happened, we would do something different. Okay? We'll see. Try to call. Thank you.
I hear you, Adriana.
I'm sorry.
Oh, you all right? You okay?
I was calling. I was some other member called me, and I asked them to call again the Zoom.
Okay. Susie Moreno will be with us shortly. Has anyone called Duane Lark?
I'm not calling nobody.
Duane wasn't on at the beginning.
Thank you. So why are we calling?
I just talked to Rita Washington. She didn't know if she need to call again, and I told her yes. To call again, she didn't know if we're still having the same meeting.
I'm calling Duane Lark. But she'll jump.
You see how this is why attendance takes 30 minutes and it should take 5.
Well, let's go on with the agenda.
I think that should be fine because that's how we find out about meetings anyway. So that's what I was waiting for, was an email. So I'm just going to go ahead and shoot one to the whole LSB.
It's now back on. The threat seems to be gone. Please join us.
You see?
Thank you. Duane Lark called and didn't get any answer, thought it was canceled, and now he's going to try.
Can we go on with the agenda, though?
Yes, please do.
Okay, next item. You want me to read that? Excuse absences.
Approval.
Excuse absences is next. So I had a motion on that.
Oh, okay. You did. You sure did. Is there a second to be? Can you repeat your motion?
I move that we excuse everyone not who didn't answer to the roll call.
Lyndon and Bob. Lyndon, Bob, and Deb.
Is there a second?
I second.
Thank you, Paula. It's been moved and seconded that because of the Zoom bombing that everyone be excused for tonight. All those in favor, Bill, you can call the roll.
Well, you want to try voice vote again?
Huh?
Maybe they have not objection, Chair.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is there any discussion? I'm sorry. Is there any discussion?
Yeah, I object. All we need to do is get Lyndon back and Deb and, Wendy's late. Who else? Lark.
We're not going to sit here and dial all these people for the
next
time.
That's a waste of time.
That's what
I've done that before.
Ask a question.
Well, we need to move on with the meeting.
We're going on with the meeting.
May I have a point of information, Chair?
Yes, Venetia.
Is there anyone not on the call that was before?
We don't know. We didn't call roll.
No, I do know who was on the call. Because Paula had already called. Paula had already told who was on the call.
Lyndon is not back.
Bob Gardner and Patrick.
Madam Chair, can we call the roll for the recording?
He called the roll, Adriana.
Well, I have an amendment to that motion.
Yes.
I think we should definitely excuse the people who were there earlier, but people. Oh,
okay,
who
I agree with that. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm supposed to be neutral.
Madam Chair, Rita Washington.
Oh, hi, Rita.
Hey, Rita.
Hi. I was on the initial call, and I'm on this call as well, but I don't know how long I'll be able to stay on.
That's okay, but we're taking a roll right now, so.
Okay, thank you, Madam Chair.
We have you.
Excuse me, if you're not speaking, please mute your phone or yourself, because I hear a lot of talking in the back. Thank you.
The motion has been amended to say, excuse everybody that was on, that's not back on the phone call, that was on the call initially.
Bill, for the stack.
Any other discussion, Bill?
Well, I object to the amendment because I don't know who all was on the call before. I didn't call roll. So we don't have any way of knowing that.
I know who was on the call, Bill. Everybody is, the only people that's missing is Lyndon and,
Lyndon, Bob, and Patrick.
And Patrick. That's it.
Lyndon is here.
Patrick, okay. Oh, Lyndon's here. Good. Patrick answered roll call. Susie's here.
Hey, Susie.
Hey.
We have 25 on.
Can we call for the question, please? It's still a motion on the floor.
I call the question.
Thank you, Venetia. All those in favor, say aye. And aye. Just say aye, because I can listen to who's in the majority and who's not.
Are we voting on the amendment first? Or
We're voting on the motion as I amended it. When I repeated it, I amended it.
Okay.
All those in favor?
Aye. Is the motion?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Aye. Oh, I'm not voting.
The motion
was to excuse everybody that was on the call at 7 o'clock.
Aye.
Aye.
Is that everybody? The ayes have it. Okay, go ahead. Where are we in the time?
7:40.
Thank you. All right, the agenda.
Please mute your phones or either your picture.
Hey, Dwayne.
Need to be marked present.
You will be. You are. I got you. We got you. Okay. Paula just asked you to mute your phone. Now Paula is going to mute you. Paula is going to mute everybody until you're about to talk. When you get ready to talk, you need to unmute yourself. I don't know who that is, and that's just rude and disrespectful.
And I don't see them.
Okay, Bill, can we move on to agenda approval?
Okay.
Are we going to call?
I move approval of the agenda that I sent out about half an hour before the meeting started, about 6:30.
Are we going to call roll?
Robert, we got you.
Okay, whose television is that I hear in the background? Because I mute everyone.
The 1598 number.
That is Mr. Gardner.
Okay, go ahead, Bill, please. Oh, Lord. I'll be trying to move this.
Okay, I move approval of the draft agenda that I sent out a little before the meeting.
Is there any discussion?
Madam Chair, I want my point of personal privilege that I explained before, and I send a mail to everybody. And for whatever reason, Patrick Hoy, the email that I have from him is being rejected, cannot be delivered to him. I don't know if anybody can send my email to him too.
Okay, send it to me. I'll send it to him.
Well, you have it, Madam Chair.
Oh, okay. I'll send it to him.
Okay, and I want the LSV, I want you as chair saying something about that and being in the recording.
Okay, I will. Who else you want me to send it to? Just the LSV? Adriana.
I'm sorry?
I said, who else do you want me to send it to? Just the LSV?
Yeah. Not to the LSV. I think that the only one that is not receiving it is Patrick. I send it one by one to all the other members, and everybody receive it.
Okay. I will. Okay. I hear no objections about the agenda bill. Let's move on. The minutes.
Okay.
Richard Uzel quit as the secretary of the LSB at 11 p.m. of the last LSB meeting. I asked him for the minutes of that meeting. I did not get them. I asked him today. I still don't have them. So we're moving on. We'll deal with the minutes when we get the minutes. What time is it? We got 15 minutes before public comment. Okay. Pacifica National Board Committee reports. Who's the first one up?
Point of order, I think, Madam Chair.
Mm-hmm. I'm listening. Go ahead.
I don't have the agenda in front of me, but doesn't it say that we need to pick a pro tem secretary?
We already did. We started on time, Venetia. It's 7 o'clock.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's all right. I'm sorry that if you guys got a question, just ask. We did start. I did start the meeting.
My bad.
Exactly
at
7 p.m. Bill is the pro tem for the night.
Madam Chair, this is Ted. I have a point of order.
Yes, Ted.
We not only do not have the minutes of last month's meeting, but we are lacking the minutes of many meetings prior to that. I would like to see you appoint a fair-minded committee to investigate the status of all previous meetings and to determine whether or not charges should be filed against Richard Uzel if he does not deliver those minutes, and perhaps if he should not be removed from this board for failure to accomplish the task that he accepted.
Okay, this was also one of the agenda items on the agenda. It was also brought up by Nancy Sabara as well.
Not me.
No, you brought up about money. Okay.
Bob
brought it up. Yeah. Yes. Bob, I'm sorry, Bob, because we have talked about this. So yes, I will do that because not only was October. October's minutes are missing. September's minutes are missing. And I don't know who else minutes are missing, but I know those two because I was the chair for those two meetings. So October and September are missing, and I have to go back because I know it's on the agenda from last month. What else is missing? Because the only thing that we approved last month was June.
Bill for the stack.
Yes, Bill.
I have a substitute motion.
Yes.
Filing charges against a volunteer isn't going to accomplish anything.
Really?
So I move to substitute Ted's motion allowing the chair pro tem, the chair to appoint a committee to generate minutes for the meetings for which we don't have them.
Okay.
I object.
I can't hear you, Ted.
I object. I would like to debate this substitute motion.
Why?
Bob Gardner.
Okay, Bob, I'm going to get you right after Ted. Go ahead, Ted.
There has been a history of obstreperous behavior on the part, or at least I claim it has been, on the part of Richard Uzel. This is a volunteer responsibility or a paid job. If you take on that task and you don't do it, there should be consequences. We've been told for numerous weeks, broken computer. And then for him to come back and tell us that he's resigning from the position, again, I think what I'm saying right now should not be said in this milieu, but rather before an independent committee of volunteers that the chair makes. And therefore, I argue that people should not accept Mr. Crozier's substitute motion. If he wants to do it and to get the minutes together, that's fine. But what Mr. Uzel has done is separate, and it is unacceptable.
I think that we all agree with that, Ted. First, can we get the committee together to get the minutes? Because we have to deal with Richard to get those minutes. You seem to forget all of that. He is the person that's holder of all of that. So we do have to deal with him to get those things. And you know, people, when you under attack, people not going to help you do anything.
Teresa, hand is up.
Teresa.
Yes. I will try to get the minutes from him. I tried to listen to the last meeting. I went on KPFTX. Because I was working through most of that meeting and I came in late and there was pretty much chaos when I came on, in my opinion. That's just how I saw it. And I was trying to understand what happened before I got on, but it was not on KPFTX. And, so I called Otis McClay and he said, well, you know, whoever does the YouTube, if they record it, they need to put it on. I forget the name of what it's called, We something, or they need to put it in a Dropbox so he can put the recording on KPFTX. And that would be one way that the secretary would do the minutes.
Do you guys realize, Teresa, I'm not trying to interrupt you, but all of that right now is a moot point. We need to get the minutes. And I personally am invested in this because I want the minutes from the meetings that I chaired.
Mm-hmm.
Going back to KPF, Paula did what she was supposed to do. And Paula was in communications with whoever you're talking about.
With Otis McClay?
For Otis, yes. Otis, yes.
Otis, okay. Okay. Well,
open the sack again.
I don't know what to say. You know. Bill, go ahead.
Well, I'll help Teresa and whoever else you want to appoint.
Thank you. Because
I do take notes.
You got to deal with Richard to get the minutes.
Well, I take notes. You can generate minutes from that.
Say that again, Robert.
I want to know when I'm going to be allowed to talk. Somebody keeps muting me. I move that this meeting start over again because no roll has been called to my knowledge. Bill slips his motion in to have everybody excuse. We don't even know if we have quorum.
Bill.
40 minutes it took me to get on this call. And y'all are just going on like this is some kind of normal meeting, which it's not. And to the Richard Uzel issue, I think attendance is also critical, especially tonight. And that hasn't even been brought up yet. But
it's coming. I believe he has talking in his background.
Okay, Robert.
I'm trying to attend the meeting, and every time I've opened my mouth tonight, in the last 7:40 minus 7:52, I'm muted.
I do apologize if you've been muted, but there's a lot of feedback in your background and it's a lot of noise.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, I can't do anything about that.
Turn off the TV.
I'm in a restaurant.
Oh, okay. 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 Robert, we're not starting the meeting over. The meeting was already hijacked by the bombers. So we're not going to go, we're not going back. We have followed every protocol. We know who's on the call. We know who's on the call. We know who wasn't on the call. We know who's on the call now. We called Roll about 3 or 4 times.
Where is that recorded?
All of this has been recorded.
I never heard any attendance call. I'm out of this meeting. This is ridiculous.
Okay. Thank you. Good night.
Bob, they called roll call.
Stop wasting a lot of time. Shit.
Is it 8 o'clock yet?
7:54.
Thank you. Can we accomplish something in 6 minutes?
Next item is National Committee Reports. PNB and National Committee Reports.
Well, I called for that 10 minutes ago. Who's the first person up? Lyndon is on the phone. Who else is on the phone?
What?
And Ted, we can't hear you right now. You're still muted.
Okay. You need to, if you agree with my motion and there's no objection, to form an investigative committee. That's within your right. You just need to announce who those people are. Right now, a committee of 3 to 5 people.
I object.
Investigate.
No. I will announce that, tomorrow via email. And then I heard who wanted to volunteer, but I only heard 2 people. So I need to ask everybody who wants to volunteer. And if you want to volunteer, send me a text message or send me an email.
Madam Chair.
Who's Madam Chairing me?
Teresa.
Okay. Hey, Teresa. You didn't light up. That's why I didn't know it was you.
Okay. Madam Chair, I object to investigating Richard Uzzell. I offer to work with Bill Crozier to get the minutes and get them out within the next 3 days. I'm not sure how many minutes we're missing, but without casting blame, I offer to get the minutes out within the next 3 days.
The only minutes that I know of, Teresa, is September and October.
Okay.
Okay. All right, can we move on, please? Paula, what's the time?
Time 7:56.
Can we accomplish something in 4 minutes? Okay, moving along. Public comment.
Have we read the agenda for the listeners?
Yes.
The listeners have been on the phone since from moment one. Who was it? Nancy. They've been on the phone. Paula, who do you see? I know Captain Tom was here.
Yeah, Captain Tom is here. Hold on, somebody else is coming back in. 107. Lyndon, he's coming back in. Who is calling in user 1? Please identify yourself. Calling in user 1. You have no name and no number. Just calling in user 1. Captain Tom?
Yes.
You can go ahead. Thank you. You can go ahead.
Madam Chair, thank you for the time. Committee members, thank you for the time.
G7 is here.
All right. Radio does not know color. You don't see the color of a person's skin on a radio. We hear a voice. We listen to music, talk shows, entertainment. What I would like to see is this radio station have a future. start new for 2021. Make a difference. I would like to see the hate stop, the racism stop, and also concentrate on the radio station. Concentrate on fundraising, not politics. Let's work together as a team. I'm sorry to say this, and I'm not downgrading the LSB, but I have not seen anything major that has been accomplished in the past year. Volunteers work hard to keep this station alive, also paid staff. Meanwhile, KPFT LSB is concentrating on petty bickering. While our listeners suffer the loss of live programming, new achievements that our station has done by people have not been recognized. And it is also frustrating and confused as the future of KPFT. On October the 1st, 2021, it's not going to matter. And, you know, also, you know, we as a station need to start getting things done. That's all I have for public comment. Thank you for your time.
Can you elaborate what you mean by October the 1st, 2021?
2021, and it says when the station is due to make their payment for the loan.
Yeah. We have G7.
Okay, Mike. Ain't that Mike? No. Yes.
Yeah, that's Mike Lewis.
Yeah, Mike.
Yeah, that's me.
G7 is Mike, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's me. Mysterious Mike. No, all I wanted to say is that we need to keep, since the pledge drive has ended, we still need to keep, you know, going out and asking people for, you know, donations. I'm doing that every day, passing out bumper stickers. I'm social distancing, wearing my KPFT mask that I got through my donation. I have it right here. I wear that all the time. And to promote the station, because our pledge drive, we only made $70,000 is what I was told, but we need to keep making more money to keep the station going for another 50 years. And I'd like everybody on the board to at least try to raise money, encourage people to donate, pick up the
pledge donation.
Can I please finish?
Aren't you on the board, Mike?
Yes.
They asked me to talk.
But this is public comment, Mike.
They asked me to make a public comment.
You can't do that. You're on the board.
Mike, this is for the public.
All I'm trying to do is just promote donations. I'm done.
Caller, user one, please identify yourself. This is your last time, or I'm going to go ahead and delete you from the call. I've asked you several times, caller. In user one, please identify. You're being removed.
That isn't me, is it?
Who is me?
Dwayne. That wasn't Dwayne. No, it wasn't you.
Can I be heard?
Okay, who is speaking now? Call in user one.
Okay. For your information, members of the public are allowed to attend meetings of Pacifica without being required to identify themselves.
And this is the way
to say that.
That's true.
Okay.
And I had not planned to make public comment, but since you asked so nicely, let me raise a few things. It is completely improper for a member of the board to speak during public comment, and I don't know why anyone would call on them. It's for members of the public, the rest, you know, not for members of the board. I don't know what all the things that are happening at KPFT. I hear a number of things that are, troubling about what's happening at KPFT. I did attempt to get onto the meeting earlier, but I gather y'all had some kind of problem because, I was told at 8:19 that the meeting hadn't, I got a recording that the meeting hadn't started yet, but I'm glad you were able to get it together.
Somebody hacked the account. So that everybody knows, somebody hacked the account, and it was more than one person. It was at least 10 people hacking the account, one by one by one by one by one by one. So we had to shut it down and restart it over. So that's what was going on. For everybody else that didn't, wasn't around when all of that happened, it was chaos. And Paula was doing her best to try to delete the persons that were attacking the account. But as soon as they did, as soon as she deleted one, they were boom, 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 boom. So it was a coordinated attack on this meeting. That's what happened.
Okay. I know that has happened at other meetings.
Yeah. This is the first time it happened here, though.
Yeah. I thought having a password was supposed to protect protect us from that. But anyway, okay. So I would like, I know some of the folks who've been around KPFT and many of you are new, and I have to think that's a good thing, because many of the things that I know about the people I know are not good things. So good luck to those of you who come with clean hands and an open heart. KPFT is sort of, I know Houston is relatively progressive, as things go in Texas. But Texas as a whole just has so much, developmental, crises in terms of the people that have come out of Texas and the policies that have come out of Texas and the history of Texas. So I very much appreciate that Pacifica has a space there and would like to see that space expand, not shrink. So for the people who have been undermining this station and undermining Pacifica, really, and some of them have just sound so sweet when they talk, but, y'all really should stop. If you need a playground, go make a playground, because Pacifica in the U.S. and Pacifica historically throughout the world really makes a difference in terms of broadcasting. It is an essential operation in terms of bringing useful information to communities in need, and I think can certainly serve its communities better than has happened over the past several years. So when we talk about CPB money, we should talk about the fact that KPFT was long deficient in terms of serving its community's needs. And I'd like to, I'd like to know what the plan is for really addressing the community, your geographic community, which is your primary responsibility, in terms of having the diversity of that community reflected on their airwaves. And I don't just mean the HD drive that many people cannot get to. So that's sort of my question for the board. Thank you.
Paul, is it anybody else?
Thank you. I'm afraid to ask at this point. So if there's any more public on and you would like to speak, please unmute yourself and go ahead at this time. I take it there's no more.
Okay. Let me see where we are. National Board, National Committee reports. PNB officers. Nobody has a report today? All right, we're going to move on to committee reports. Is Robin still is Robin still on here?
It says she is.
I'm still on.
Yay, Robin.
Can you report on the fundraising?
I can tell you we raised about $75,000 in pledges over the course of about 24 days. That was only about 30% of what we needed to raise to be able to go into the next year with no more fundraising, on-air fundraising. So
how many days did you say again? I'm sorry.
24.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's the gist of it right now.
Okay.
Madam Chair, Adriana?
Yes, Adriana.
May I ask, Robin, is any option that you can send those emails with all that information to all of us? I receive it once in a while, but it's in the last 2 or 3 months I'm not receiving anything.
Yes, I...
Thank you.
Yes, I'll do that.
Madam Chair, Dwayne Mark.
Yes, Dwayne.
Robin, for whatever reason, I have not received them at all this year, period. So I did receive them when you were doing it a couple of years or more ago. I know you do it very methodically.
Yeah.
But if you have my email address, what I'm interested in, because too many people complain, and I think you could give some historical view. Since you've been doing this for some time, you and Markeisha probably have seen the numbers dwindle from when I came on this board in 2010, when we had fund drives that would be in excess of 150,000. How far down have you found that, as I describe it, that's been a slope, a sliding slope of fund drive revenues created since 2010. And would you agree that if it was a graph, that it would go from top line almost to like flat line in the last 2 to 3 years?
Yes, I would agree with that. I would say maybe 6 or 7 years ago, the goal for the October drive would be around $300,000. Most of the time we were not making it all the way there.
Right.
But we would be well into the $200,000 range. And then just over time, things are, you know, just like you said, dwindling. It doesn't help that.
I'm not asking you to wade into the politics of this board or those individuals who like the blame game, but we've had GMs and IGMs. What I would want you to admit or to observe or to say based on your observation, that do you think that the current IGM or the previous two, three IGMs, that they've all pretty much have had this slope continue to go down, as opposed to if it was a EKG where, you know, it goes up and down, it goes up and down. Would you say in the last 3 to 4 years, it's still just been going down in terms of what the goal was and what was collected?
From what I've seen, but remember, two of those last four years, I was not working with KPFT at all. So I really wasn't paying attention again until maybe about 2 years ago. But yes, the slope is downward.
Okay, well, I certainly appreciate it because you have the historical perspective, because you've never, I applaud you for the fact that you've never waded into any of the politics. In fact, you've made it very clear that you wanted to be insulated from it, and that served you well. It served the corporation well. And I just wanted the public or anybody who's listening or any objective viewers on either side of this story, to those who are blaming the current IGM, it's just ridiculous. And the idea that he is supposed to come in and solve this problem that has been going on for now, by my witness, 10 years and started with the previous general manager for fault or not fault. But we all know that radio, terrestrial radio across the spectrum, all five of our stations are suffering and have had that downward slope. But let me take this opportunity, and I've done it before, but let me take this opportunity to applaud you for having the love for this station, as I've said about most of us, if not all of us, that you have to have some degree of some screws a little loose in your head to hang around, and a great love. But in your case, You have to have a triple potion of love to have come back into this and to serve as you do, very nondescript, very methodical, very dedicated. And on behalf of all of us, and on this one, I think I can speak for all of us, you've been a classic example of professional, very low-key servant of this foundation and this corporation. And as the vice chair of this corporation, I just want to publicly again thank you for your undying service.
Thank you. And yes, I don't know what's wrong with me.
Huh? Yeah. Oh. Ted's hands okay. up.
Ted.
I applaud Robin for everything that she has done. But I think that it's time to take off the gloves. And I'm not trying to point any fingers. The body language of our chair may suggest otherwise. But I brought up a few months ago the fact that the letter that my partner received in terms of it being time for her to renew her membership was a pretty lame letter. It did not point out the desperate situation that Pacifica is in. That information was given to me by our interim general manager. I went and had a conversation with Robin. I don't know where the blame falls, but the letter that goes out to people whose membership is about to lapse is an inadequate letter, and it needs to be strengthened dramatically. We on the board should be able to have access to a handful of former members of the Pacifica family, and we should be able to tell them where this radio station is headed. But frankly, none of us know. Our general manager, interim general manager, has not given any of us any picture as to where this radio station is going in terms of news and public affairs. And the music, which brings in a substantial amount of money because of the premiums that are brought forward mainly by Susan Darrow, they generate a response. We don't have the same kind of premiums for our news and public affairs programs. We need as a board to have a meeting where we brainstorm on how we're going to raise money and how we are going to improve the programming that meets the geographic and demographic needs of this community, which is our right and responsibility as members of the local station board. We have been chastised by our interim general manager for having meetings that are lame and are wild and crazy and screaming at one another, but we don't hear a picture from him as to where he thinks this radio station is supposed to go. And that is where our basic fundamental problem is. I think we should have a marathon that tells the listeners what's going on with no holes barred. And we do it as a means of raising money. That's my idea. It may not be the best idea. I would like to hear every member of this board who has an idea to bring it forward. Otherwise, we are going to silently go off into the darkness. And we will be no more, and no one will know why we disappeared. I'm done.
Anybody else?
This is Nancy. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yes, Robin, can you please send everybody, the board members, the fund drive totals?
She said she was going to do that.
Oh, okay. I thought she was just going to send to Adriana and Dwayne.
No, she's sending it to everybody.
And each time, each day, we should be giving those things, those totals.
In the reports that I've seen from Robin, those totals are in there per day, per person, per day, per person.
No, no, no. I mean, all at one time. No, I mean, each day, each day, each day, we should be getting them.
No,
I don't know. And each day get emails?
Yes, she used to do that. She used to do that for years. Yes, she did. And now it's only when we ask for it. And so I think it needs to be done all the time. And the last fund drive earlier this year, only Bill got it and I didn't get it. And I don't see why, Bill gets it all the time, but why we don't get it.
Okay. Robin just said she was going to send it to everyone. That's the end of that discussion. And I think she has everybody's email addresses. I'm going to piggyback on something I have to tell people all the time as a technology person. Just because you did not get something does not mean it was not sent. I'm going to say that one again. Just because you did not get something doesn't mean it has not been sent. Because for me, I've received every report that Robin has sent out this year. I've received it. And it's addressed to the LSB. I don't receive it to Benicia KPFT. I receive it from LSB. LSB and KPFT. I'm done with that. Anybody else on Fundrise?
Adriana?
Nope. Adriana.
Yes. Madam Chair, maybe what happened is that maybe, because that happened before to us, uh-huh. And I remember talking to Robin, and I believe that maybe the KPFT LSB list that she have doesn't include all of us with our real email addresses. That's why, because I don't receive any of those.
Okay, so let me give you and Robin, I hate to do this, but this is what I want everybody to do. Everybody knows Robin's email address? Yes or no?
I do.
Okay. Everybody. I want you.
Okay. I do.
Can you repeat what Robin's email address is? Robin, can you repeat your email address?
Better yet, Miss Robin, can you just put it in the chat?
Put it in chat? Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
So okay, Robin@kpft.org.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Robin@kpft.org. This is what I want everybody to do. I want you individually, you send Robin an email. In that email on the line, you say testing. Then Robin will have your email address. You don't have to wonder whether she got it or not. You're going to send it to her. You don't need to put nothing in the body. All you need to put in the subject line is testing. And then she will get your email address. Did everybody understand that?
Bill,
can we move on to the next committee report?
Bill, can I make a comment?
Bill, go ahead, because I did hear you before I said that.
Well, just to clarify, you know, I was getting those, it was about five times a week, but I was getting them through the LSB list when they were being sent out that often, but I'm not getting them every day either, so don't think that I'm being singled out for special privileges, but I really appreciate what Robin does, but there's a huge amount of work involved with this, and we're really short-staffed, and Robin can only do so much, so, you know, I don't think you should expect her to be able to send this stuff out every day. It'd be great to have it, but, you know, we need her to do all the other work, too.
Anybody else?
I agree as well. I don't think she needs to send that out every day, because that is a bit much for one person to be doing. I think, honestly, once a week is good enough. Maybe at the end of the week, or maybe in the middle of the week on a Wednesday, send it out and be done with it. I mean, every day, that's a bit much. That's a bit much.
Anybody else?
Yeah, this is Nancy. So Bill was getting five times a week. That means almost every day. And she's sending to the programmers so they can thank on the next week, show, so they can thank the people that gave. So I know she's giving to the programmers. I hope so. But if Bill is getting five times a week,
used to with the LSD, not now.
Yeah, we all used to. Yes, that's right. But I'm finished.
This is Sandy, real quick. Robin does not send these every day to the programmers. They come about 3 or 4 times a week during a fund drive. And Bill is right. It's a lot of work. It's a really nice way that she breaks everything down and allows us to thank people and or send premiums to people. Starting to do some of that as we're working from home, aside from what the station does or what Robin does. So don't expect them every day. And it's kind of a service thing. And if you got them once a week during a fund drive, I think that would be probably sufficient for most of us. Thank you.
And to that, Susie had something for the agenda, which is, was to send thank you notes to people. Susie, are you still here?
Yes.
Can you expound on it?
I don't really know what you're talking about.
You told me to, you sent me a note and you said you wanted to talk about thank you notes being sent on the agenda. And I kind of assumed that you were talking about to people who were donating. And I assumed that you were talking about having the programmers do sending out thank you notes. I don't know. That's why I'm asking you to clarify.
Probably just sending the notes, but not necessarily that the programmers would send them.
Okay. All right.
But assign someone, or is there someone, somebody have an idea of how that could happen? Put it together. I guess someone would work with Robin and Robin.
Yeah,
would,
somebody would have to work with Robin.
Give the information. Or get, or give, hello?
No, go ahead.
Okay. Or someone would be able to get into the program wherever those are documented and just send those, and then get together and agree on what to say on the thank you note. It would be something really short and sweet, but, I wouldn't mind helping. I don't know that I could always do it, but I wouldn't mind helping doing that, like taking turns, different people on different weeks.
Sandy for the stack.
Susie, a help to Robin. Okay, got it. Yes, Sandy.
Okay.
Oh, wait a minute, Sandy. Sandy, hold on 1 second. Teresa.
Yes, I may as well at this point give. Can you hear me?
Uh-huh, I hear you fine.
Okay. I may as well at this point give a report about development.
Okay, hold on. Sandy, I'm going to go back to you because I'm going to let you give your report. Sandy, right. Go ahead.
Thank you for that. I appreciate it. Before we leave the subject of thank you notes, some programmers like Mr. and Mrs. V will call everybody that made a pledge after their show. They do that routinely. Now, and that we're using the service, I don't know if we're even getting those phone numbers to call. Sometimes we just get a name and that's about it. Maybe an email if we tell them that we need one for their thank you gift. So it becomes a little bit more tedious in the age of COVID here while we're working from home.
Mm-hmm.
But programmers have this personal connection. I send out a batch of thank you emails this morning and during the course of the fund drive as it was going along, when people do make a pledge. So having the station do this as a second layer, you know, we'd have to coordinate somehow and make sure that we were doing this and it didn't look foolish to the recipient. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you. Anybody else about what we're talking about? Thank you notes and fund drive. Hearing nobody, development.
Nancy's hands up.
Go ahead.
Yeah, they get, after they pledge by online, they get an automatic, receipt by email. And I think it has thank you on it. And they do thank, the programmers thank on the next week, they do thank on the air.
Okay.
Anything else is going to be, expensive. If we're going to send a thank you out, it should be email again. But, stamp is just going to be too expensive.
That's what we were thinking, email.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Anybody else? Development committee.
I guess it was about a year ago that we talked about sending thank you notes to people who donated vehicles. And I know Rita Washington offered to do that. And I don't know whether she ever got with Robin to do that, but I would be happy to do that also. And at one time I thought it would have been very appropriate for the person who was our membership clerk to follow up on lapsed members. We didn't pay this person very much. They didn't require a lot of fancy skills. We were supposed to fill the position that was emptied when Naboo left. And when I talked with someone at KUHF, they talked about how much time they spent making sure they didn't have any lapsed members. They called them before their last payment. If we could get a staff member to do that or a volunteer to do that, and I've said repeatedly, it doesn't have to be me, doesn't have to be a board member, but if we could do that, we could still make a bunch of money from lapsed members, or maybe even avoid having them lapse. These are the kinds of things that we discuss on the development committee meetings, and our next meeting is next Tuesday night, and that is listed on KPFTX.
What's the meeting?
Susie to the set.
Development okay. And outreach.
Okay, but what, I got you, Susie. What time is your meeting?
I believe it's at 6 Central.
Okay. Okay, Susie.
I think it's 7 Eastern and 6 Central. Mm-hmm. I'll check.
Okay. Susie, go ahead.
I have said before that I would like to help make those phone calls for the last members. And so if y'all could just add me to the conversation, let me know how I can get these list of these members. I'll be happy to do that. I've done that before in the past.
Okay. Did everybody hear that?
I think it requires permission from our interim general manager.
Okay, so I would get in touch with him or would Venetia be the one?
No, you can get in touch with him. Okay. You don't need no middleman in there.
All right.
You can get in touch with
him. I will.
Thank you.